Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money. You were the vice president running point. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it, because I trust my son.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come my way?
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was, there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong. If you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is... These guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence, not one little tiny bit, to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay.
Yeah. Questions are being asked. Is it still okay? That was from 3 years ago, HBO to Joe Biden there. And happy St. Patrick's Day. Well, what do you know? On a Luck of the Irish Day, on a day honoring saints, I assume a saint like Patrick worked on not telling lies, right? Hunter Biden comes a little clean through a spokesperson, admits to the Biden family's China deals for millions after a couple calendar years of outright denial. Spokesperson said Hunter Biden, I'll read, a private citizen with every right to pursue his own business endeavors. Oh, his own private right, his own business endeavors. It's that easy, right? No, he joined several business partners in a joint venture with a privately owned legitimate energy company in China. As a part of that joint venture, Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds, which he shared with his uncle James Biden and Haley Biden, with whom he was involved with at the time, and sharing expenses. It gets a little deeper.
The House Oversight Committee released those financial records showing multiple members of the president's family received money through a Biden family associate tied to a deal with that Chinese energy company. The committee specifically writes, the committee is concerned about the national security implications of a president or vice president's immediate family members receiving millions of dollars from foreign nationals or companies without any oversight.
Well, what do you think? You know that there are famous families and politicians where their kids actually on their name get to do things. That's just part of, I look at that as part of capitalism. But you be honest about it. You be out front with it. And when you're in the presidency or the vice presidency and you got your business dealing son on Air Force Two with you, that starts to not pass the smell test. And that, I couldn't believe that was 3 years ago, HBO Axios going after Joe Biden about Hunter. But Hunter's been asking. I'll say at least even in this question that he was asked, he was at least a little honest about it.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Okay. Isn't that honest? I don't think a lot of things would have happened if my last name wasn't Biden. Here was Biden to that HBO reporter again. He says, well, if he becomes president, this was during the campaign when they were sitting down talking, no form business for relatives. Listen to him on record. Listen.
You're doing what you have to do, but I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Okay. So you're elected, you're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives in office?
Correct. Correct. None. Not like this administration. And that back then, they're always turning it on Trump, right? Always turning it on. And it really, all this money, the $3 million now that's out, is really insignificant compared to the $31 million received his time as vice president. Where am I getting that? Well, in case you haven't gone and read, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer, he's been talking about this, wrote a book about it. It's all spelled out, and now it's starting to actually leak out a little bit at a time.
When you look at some of these payments here, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer claims subpoenaed bank records show President Biden's daughter-in-law, Haley, received $35,000 over two transfers in 2017. Haley is Beau Biden's widow, was also in a relationship with Hunter Biden after Beau had died. Yeah. Comer says just before those transfers, a Chinese energy firm wired a family Biden associate $3 million. Comer says soon after that, the associate, Rob Walker, sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to members of the Biden family.
Guys, I don't know how much of this will be uncovered. And even if it is, what that actually means in today's environment, right? I mean, we uncovered a lot that came out with Hillary and the FBI. And James, I'm afraid they're going to kill me. Comey, even Obama. And the Obama-Biden administration, what they did to Trump with the spying. And nothing came of it. Nothing came of it. Joe Biden has been stating now for a while that he didn't know about his son business dealing. And I've said numerous times, so you're getting back on Air Force Two. Hey, son, partner, how was China? He's not going to go, hey, I scored a multi-million dollar deal, Dad. Hey, good job, son, right? I mean, wouldn't you maybe have some conversation? Joe Biden said he's never talked to him about his business, doesn't know anything about his business at all, but he knew enough about his business to read the article that came out that, whew, now, if I knew about my son's business and you heard a voicemail that I left and going, hey, bud, you're in the clear. If you were on a jury and you heard that call, would you go, well, does that dad know what his son was up to?
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I think you're clear. I think you got by with it, right?
What we want to know is, what did China get in return? Because I don't think China would spend this much money on this many different members of the Biden family if they weren't getting a return on their investment.
I'm glad that the Congressman James Comer from Kentucky is leading this committee, because I always say, when you're on the car lot and you got a guy that sounds like he's from Brooklyn, yeah, it's some old lady drove it to church, right? You're like, yeah, but when you got that, listen, this car right here was driven by an old lady to church, it's more believable. I'm telling you, that's a benefit to that's how Bill Clinton warmed up a room, right? Right. You think a Trump warming, they say Trump warms up a room, but that it's a harsher accent. So I'm glad that we got that Kentucky drawl in here.
Joe Biden put sanctions on just about every oligarch in Russia after Russia invaded Ukraine, except the two that had paid the Bidens.
That sounds more believable. I believe you, James. Sure enough, now, when you get to CNN, you get rid of that Paducah, Kentucky draw there, and they admit the facts. CNN is now having to actually admit the facts because, why? Well, they kind of have to.
Well, so we already knew that members of Biden's family had received money indirectly from a Chinese-based energy company, but the House Oversight Committee is providing new details about those payments, including, as you mentioned, that one of the recipients was Hallie Biden. She is the widow of Beau Biden. She also was romantically involved with Hunter Biden after Beau's death. And the House Oversight Committee was able to obtain this information by seeking financial records from a business associate of Hunter Biden. His name is John Robinson Walker.
John Robinson Walker. Now, I was 8 years old when Watergate went down, but I've known and studied and watched stuff, been fascinated by it all. America didn't know the name G. Gordon Liddy until that break-in, right? And then that name became a talk show host over a Watergate break. Chuck Colson. right? Those names, we didn't know about those names. We didn't know about John Walker Robinson either, did we? CNN tells us what John Walker Robinson did with the money. Again, they have to report on the facts.
We know that he did transfer around $1 million to members of Joe Biden's family after he received $3 million from that Chinese-based energy company. Republicans say this raises questions about foreign influence and also whether Biden's family members were using his name to try to make money.
Whether they were using his name to try and make money? Well, I think that's kind of what it spells out, right? But here is, this is my fear on all this. It could all be laid out. You could have the coroner's report, the bloody knife, the fingerprint report, the DNA, and the person from prison on video you're watching admitting to the crime. And they'd be like, well, I'm not so sure that this really happened. I don't think he's really guilty, right? How are they going to spin this? Well, they're actually going to spin it as, there's no evidence of anything being wrong, right?
But the memo does not link these payments in any way to President Joe Biden. I want to be crystal clear about that. And the memo does not show that President Joe Biden, while he was vice president, used his position to either direct these payments or to try to enrich his own family members in any way. But so far, they have not provided any evidence of wrongdoing.
No evidence of wrongdoing. Haven't provided any evidence of wrongdoing. CNN, maybe you need to call over to your buddies at HBO and maybe ask them how they clear out their nose, you know, maybe to be able to smell, right?
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was, there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong. Okay, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family.
Oh, stop. Stop. Mr. Kentucky, please.
What we want to know is, what did China get in return? Because yes, I don't think China would spend this much money on this many different members of the Biden family if they weren't getting a return on their investment.
That's right. Now, who do we blame here? Well, it's probably that repair shop guy, right? That got the laptop from hell. If he just fixed it he did try and call back. Okay, so he did do what he was supposed to do, and it was sitting around. He realized what it was. You know what he did? He contacted authorities. And here we go. What's going to happen?
An attorney for Hunter Biden writes in legal filings that John Paul Mac Isaac violated Biden's privacy, sharing videos and pictures found on a laptop left in Isaac's possession at his computer repair shop in Delaware. The lawsuit says Isaac broke the law in determining the laptop was abandoned, failing to follow proper procedure to lawfully obtain the title to
throw him in there with the January 6th guys,
abandoned
right?
personal property. But the suit is also careful to note that this is not an admission that the laptop was Hunter's, only that certain material on that laptop was. The filing comes a day after the House Oversight Committee revealed through new banking documents that Biden family members received cash through an associate of Hunter's in connection with a Chinese business venture.
I think it all boils down to this.
I've never been more optimistic. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My word is a Biden. I've never been more optimistic.
So many in denial today until they get caught, right? They've caught the Hunter man, his uncle, his romantic fling, and his business partner, right? A little more update there on that lady that hit that student right out in front of the school that was on drugs. I'll tell you the combination of drugs they're saying she was on, and we'll do it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I just listened to that commercial there. If you use some of that Navage, clean nose, you can smell Biden crimes.
Joe Biden put sanctions on just about every oligarch in Russia after Russia invaded Ukraine, except the two that had paid the Bidens.
Well, we'll figure all that out. Thank you there, Congressman James Comer from Kentucky. Can you imagine being the best man at somebody's wedding and they give the toast and you're talking about ding, 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 ding in the glass and you start bringing up how you used to go out with the bride, right? Everybody might laugh, but it's an alpha dog move. And listen to, I found this today when I was going through some audio here of a few years back here when Obama came back to the White House to talk. Remember that thing where he was walking around and everybody was around him and Joe didn't know where he was, like, or nobody wanted to talk to him? It's kind of sad. But this is alpha dog moment. Listen.
Thank you, Vice President Biden, Vice President. That was a joke.
Not one. Look at him all laughing. Biden feels stupid, right? Just like the groom would at a wedding.
That was all set up. My president, Joe Biden. Vice President Harris.
Yeah. Speaking of presidents, former President Trump. Facebook, first post up. And it's Donald Trump elected U.S. president. It looks like a video clip. He's standing up there like, wow, I'm the president. Pence is to his side. And that looks like only a 6'1" Baron Trump over there. I think he's like 8'4" now or something. He's like Manute Bol tall. But they kept, man, he stayed out of the spotlight. So Trump back on Facebook. There you go. This is not a good story. We've been talking about this since last October when Rashad Al-Hakim Jr. was crossing right in front of Hoover High School. He got hit by a car and it killed him. 39-year-old Lisa Ellen Spores was, you know, or is facing charges of murder. Fresno B says DUI, fatal hit and run. Had a cocktail of prescription drugs in her system the day that she hit the 15-year-old. We knew that she had drugs in her system. Now blood drawn, stating that the presence of several prescription drugs and methamphetamine. Prosecutors ask during the court if the drugs could impair her ability to drive, and I think that's a given. Yes, especially meth, they said. Said she appeared confused in the body cam footage when an officer asked her to open her phone. She struggled to do it. The attorney says, look, she did it three other times. She just hit somebody. Of course she's going to be upset and all. But she initially left the scene, hit a kid, and take off. I just heard the door, the prison cell. I need that sound effect of the jail cells. closing, right? And then she got out. Her bail was set so high. I mean, she's being facing charges of murder and running over a kid. Local judge listened to the cry story from her attorney and lowered the bail, and she got out. And then didn't they catch her again? Didn't say why, and she's now back in. But had meth in her system. The experts have testified on this here. Well, we're learning that we got us a new lake coming in, and Tulare Lake coming back to life. But that's a sub story here because they're dealing with a lot right now. And it could be worse tomorrow and the next day. It's supposed to be like 71 and sunny tomorrow. That's called snow melting weather. Here's Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux giving a quick little update here.
My job is the protection of life. If you choose to ignore that, then I want you to use very good judgment. If you see things are beginning to escalate, use good common sense and get out.
All right. Now, I always go back to what Ryan Jacobson, CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, stated, that one good drenching year doesn't make up for three bad drought years. Of course, he's ecstatic about the rain that has come. He was quoted here. From a groundwater supply, we've had to over-rely upon the extreme drought we went through, and that does not recover overnight. He was quoted in an ABC 30 article talking about the storms leaving a big dent in our drought. Yeah, they did. They have left a big dent in our drought, and let's just don't let it go by so quick without sitting back and taking a little sigh of relief, because it was getting that really borderline scary. And we live in the city, so... I know that borderline scary happened years ago for a lot of people in ag, and it's way past that now. But this year could go down in the record books as the wettest ever, ever. Heavy rain, snowfall at the start of the year. Remember everybody was talking about, or I guess October, November, talking about it's going to be another dry season. You know what? I throw it out the window. I know weather prediction's not always easy to do. Those poor meteorologists in Denver with the front range right there, the mountains, because mountains affect weather so drastically. Like, so the forecast could be one thing, and then within 6 hours, it's doing the opposite. So when you're a weather guy in line at the grocery store in Colorado, people are like, You're horrible. You know, they go after him, and they're always saying, listen, it's not us. It's not us. It changes that drastically with the mountains right there. But it changed drastically from their forecast in October and November. There's going to be another dry one. The end of February, there were some areas in the state that had no drought. Only 36% of California's in drought compared to 43% last week. But again, one good year doesn't make up for the three bad years, because we got a lot underneath us that needs replenished. And what's above on the ground is so wet, and that makes rock slides and landslides and the flooding that we're having going on right now. So heed the sheriff's warnings out there. I'm assuming the Fresno City Council and the B editorial board are aware Cesar Chavez's stance on illegal immigration. He was against it. He used words today that if Councilman Breitenfeld used it at the dais, it would get him kicked off, right? Not that he would, but Breitenfeld voted against it. Cesar Chavez, he actually stood up for U.S. citizens. It's plain and simple. He was against the Democratic Party's policies of today. Yeah, go ahead. Educate people on him. We will next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, the city of Fresno has controversies lined up, like JFK Airport has planes on the tarmac. They're one after another, and they come in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day. And here's another one that the city, I guess, this has been going on since like 1994 after Cesar Chavez passed away. It was brought up, voted on, didn't pass then. But I think you guys got enough things that you're juggling, or that you should be juggling. You don't need to throw more balls in the mix. But they have now. FresnoBee.com editorial board sat down and thought about something that I did a few days ago, the show on here. And I've done them multiple times. Back in Obama's administration, he made, I think it's in March, is it at the end of March? It's Cesar Chavez Day across America. But every time I would see the parades and the comments about him, I'd say, I don't think you're aware that he actually was against illegal immigration. So I guess the city council vote was 61, with Councilman Gary Breitenfeld being the one no vote. But I guess I agree with city council. We should honor Cesar Chavez. He stood up for U.S. citizens. He wanted to make America great. His words were not the poor nation of Mexico to our south. He talked about illegals. He talked about them hurting the U.S. economy. I don't think that maybe they're trying to rewrite history. Is that what they're doing? I don't know if they're aware of this. But here's what the editorial board said. It's only fitting that Fresno, the key city in one of the world's top farming regions, would consider honoring Cesar Chavez, the activist labor leader who stood up for the dignity of field workers. You need to rephrase that. The dignity of U.S. citizens that worked in agriculture in the valley. So what it is boils down to, the city council is looking to rename a 10-mile stretch of the street of Kings Canyon and Ventura Street and California Avenue to Avenida Cesar Chavez. Now, you got owners along the road that say, well, you're changing the history of Fresno. That's Kings Canyon National Park. That's why it's named that. You, on the flip side, business side of it, you got some business owners that talk about having to change their stationery and their checks and their business license and all of that. But Fresno City Council to the rescue. We're going to give you $1 million to create new signs and letterheads, because that's where that million needs to go. We don't need to pay somebody $1 million to pick up trash along the street every day in front of your business. We're going to make your life more complicated, and we're going to spend your money doing it. Don't you love us down at City Hall? It says here, and this is the rewriting of history that they use here. Fresno B says he became, talking about Cesar Chavez, a symbol of pride for Latinos, and today regarded as one of America's champions of civil rights. No, it wasn't about any kind of civil rights. It was rights for the U.S. citizens that were working in ag in the valley for them to be able to stand up for their rights as U.S. citizens, because every time they would, they couldn't form a union. They couldn't go on strike like other U.S. citizens could, because they could be easily replaced by illegal aliens. That was really the start of the conversation that we're still having today. But it's not just ag now. It's spread across every arena of life to the tune of $29 billion now. It cost Californians. When Cesar Chavez was arguing against it, it was taking away jobs. We weren't paying all this tax money to fund a lifestyle. But here we go. Here's Cesar Chavez's words, KQED San Francisco, interviewing him back in 1969.
The rights of the workers to do basically two very important things in order to defend themselves and win contracts. One is that it takes the right to strike from us, and also takes the right of boycotting. As long as we have a poor country bordering California, it's going to be very difficult to win strikes, as strikes are won normally by other unions. We've closed them down, then have been unable to get strike breakers, or have gotten very few. And then all of a sudden, yesterday morning, they brought in 220 wetbacks.
Wow, that wouldn't go over too well, I wouldn't think, in today's society, would it?
These are the illegals from Mexico. Now, there's no way to defend against that kind of strike breaking, and so therefore the only way to win strikes is by then taking our fight to the citizens, to the people in the city especially, and have them help us boycott those products that we're striking, and we need that. And that's the only way we've been able to get contracts. And I venture to say that without that, we couldn't possibly organize unions.
Okay. So we'll be able to see how this works its way out. And I think if somebody becomes, you think they know that he said those types of things, or do they think he's just been misquoted, or they're just ignorant of the history? We'll see if it gets out there. Speaking of race and in the valley, the Fresno Bees Education Lab, funded by Microsoft, they write that there's plans in the work for Fresno Unified's first Latinx graduation ceremony this spring. You know what we need to say to students, that you aren't special. Sorry, you have to hear that. The black students aren't special either. Neither are the Asians. They're not special. White students, they aren't special. You know what's special? A solid education and realizing the benefits afforded you in this country when you study and you learn. Study and learn. That's it. Nobody's extra special, especially when it comes to something that you don't even have control over. Why would we do this? Why would we do this? Why do we separate? Isn't community meaning togetherness? A high school graduation, that's when the area of that town comes together. People of all races and creeds and religions and languages. But I guess that they want it spoken in Spanish. That's the upside, I guess. I'm trying to figure this out. And here's the thing, that there's not enough backbone adults to say, no, we don't need to. Students proposed this ceremony at McLean High School as being the site. They said it's time for a graduation ceremony that honors the Latinx student body specifically. Now, these kids are 18, so we've had Ferguson going on for almost 10 years. So when they were 8 years old, they've started to now see what they've grown up in now. They don't even see that as like being offensive to the other races whatsoever. Like, we don't want to be around you. That's not being nice, right? In the 1950s, that's what everybody fought back against, when you had white people going, we don't want to be around you. You stay over there. We come a long way as a nation. But this seems to be like pivoting, going back. I'm just going to read what's happening. Members of the Global Student League for Medicine High School recently presented to the school board their vision for a Chicanics Latinx High School Recognition Celebration. Spanish is the primary language. It would recognize first-generation high school graduates, mariachi performers. The district spokesperson said in an email to the Microsoft-funded education lab at the B, she said, a ceremony will happen this year with potential expansion next year as the number of additional community sponsors increase. So I guess you're going to have a Hmong graduation. You'll have a African-American graduation. You'll have maybe three different Asian graduations, because in the Asian region, there's a lot of different countries and people come from different locations. Maybe we'll have a European graduation of European descent. Native American. Got to have one of those as well. And then we'll have subs in those, because we'll have gay, trans. Then we'll have, on the other side, we'll have cisgender. So all those categories will have to be divided up. You ready for this school board? You ready for this school district? Well, you would have to. There's no way you could deny it. An Edison sophomore said, we wanted something where our culture, language, and academic achievements are recognized and celebrated. You see, there's the difference. It used to be you jump into the American melting pot. And yeah, cultures were celebrated, but we were Americans. That becomes your culture. Now, people say, well, no, well, in your own house, that's how it used to be. But as a society, see, America's an experiment. Everybody realizes that, right? There's no country that's ever tried to pull this off. To have people that disagree over religion, language, how to raise kids, culture, what you eat, come together and become the most powerful country in the world. That's because we became a melting pot. We were Americans. This is in the opposite direction. At least that's how I feel. They said students hope the celebration primary in a language that our families can understand would help boost graduation rates among Latinx students and Spanish speakers. If they can come understand the graduation, how's that going to boost the graduation? Studying boosts graduation rates. They said for the past five graduating classes, graduation rates for Hispanic students are hovering between 85 and 89, according to California Department of Education. Well, remember, Fresno Unified School District, they keep promoting grade to grade to grade to grade to grade, no matter what level of education that the student comprehends, and they do this for all races out there, and that's why we are the worst this side of the Mississippi. Fresno State presidents agreed to serve as a keynote speaker for this. Councilmember Arias spoke in support of the proposal at a board meeting. He said he's in full support. The council would help fund the ceremony as needed. He acts like it's his money. Well, of course he does. And we're going to find out. Everybody has a place, he said. And everybody should be made to feel like they were part of the success of these students, especially their parents or grandparents. Everybody has a place. I'm picking up on this, that they need to do this because of the family members that don't speak English, that want to come and understand it. I would understand that being an issue. If I were in Russia, Mexico City, somewhere at a graduation of a family member and I didn't understand the language, yeah, it would be kind of hard to be part of it. But should that country change their system over me not understanding the language? I don't know if they even want to have these trusty conversations. Claudia Cazares said, I think a handful of us on board are coming from Spanish-speaking households and spoke Spanish as our first language, so we're happy to be able to support you. Okay, well, I guess we'll move into Hmong and Black and White and Native American ceremonies. We got to fund these, right, Arias? Come on, Miguel. I guess we have to fund all these. Okay, there's a little update on Fresno Unified School District. They're really focused. Aren't they really focused on getting those grades up? Amazing. Simply amazing. You go woke, you go broke, ask Meta. What do you think? Lionsgate. That's how the movie company's called. What do you think their highest grossing film since 2019 was? I'll give you the answer next. And a little clue, it was not woke.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, now, it was 3 years ago tomorrow. Our ears heard this.
I will repeat what I said on Monday when I declared a state of emergency, and I'll just say that this is the biggest decision any of us have ever made in our political careers, and it has profound implications, life and death implications, so we all take it very serious. And I know this is an anxious time for all of us, and the situation seems to change by the hour.
Yeah. Those hours turned into weeks and months and years. We'll talk about more about that after 4 o'clock. Going to refresh your memory. A little walk down audio lane. And you'll be like, wow, I do remember when it was that. And there's so much that I've forgotten. So, interesting. We'll hear it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lionsgate. Big movie company. And they put out a new film starring Kelsey Grammer. Jesus Revolution is about film following the story of Chuck Smith. And that's who Lindsey Grammer played, a pastor that he really didn't want the hippies in. It was the Jesus movement, late 60s, early 70s, but he did, and it's I want to go see it. I have not been in a theater since Parents and Addicts in Need documentary, and before that, I don't even know the last time it was, and I used to love going to movies. Jesus Revolution, I need to go see it. A faith-based film, $40 million at the box office. It's their highest grossing film since 2019. It finished in the top five at the box office in the first two weekends. It grossed more than five of this year's best Oscar nominees. See, Hollywood, you know what? They'll start to see things like it. But you think about all the big movies. They were mass appeal. E.T., Star Wars, you know, go down the whole list here. Kelsey Grammer said the movie was a blessing in his life. I played you the audio where he actually broke down on Good Morning or one of the morning ABC shows. He said, Jesus made a difference in my life. That's not anything I'll apologize for. You go, Frazier. I'm thinking, did he wear headphones in that? A lot of those radio things. I don't know if he did, I think. Didn't he? I think he did. Yeah, a lot of those they don't out there. But a lot of these corporations out there, of course, going extremely woke. Disney. Walmart getting in the mix, right? How did it happen? Well, human resource departments, I guess. I don't know. They got them infiltrated. And it's amazing how quickly, right, all this happened. Well, the Human Rights Campaign, they started out in 1980. Big Hillary's behind the Human Rights Campaign. Clinton Global Foundation, all of that. And they're the lobbying arm of the, well, 1980, they called it the gay revolution. They now exceed $46 million that they're putting in. They're one of the most powerful PACs in D.C. And they've now launched, about 20 years ago, the Corporate Equality Index. That's a scorecard they keep, and it's kind of one-sided because they have an agenda, right? And they score companies from zero to 100 based on their LGBTQIA+ activist agenda goals. So they're watching and monitoring them. And here's some of the corporations that last year the Corporate Equality Index gave a 100% perfect score to. All right, I'll go alphabetical. And there's a lot more, but I just picked some of the of the big daddies here. American Airlines, Anheuser-Busch, Blue Cross, CarMax, Chobani Yogurt, Clorox, Coca-Cola, Comcast, Del Monte, Farmers Insurance, all the Federal Reserve Banks, General Mills, GoDaddy, Google, H&R Block, Hallmark, Hershey. Well, we know that now, right? Hilton, Hyatt, IKEA, Johnson & Johnson, Kellogg, Kohl's, Land O'Lakes. Didn't they make them change their logo? Yeah. Voluntarily. To keep that 100% score, of course. Lowe's, Marriott, Mars, Mattel, McDonald's, Microsoft, Nationwide, Nestle, Office Depot, Papa John's, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Shell, Sherwin-Williams, Sirius, Sony, State Farm, Target, Tesla, Twitter, Verizon, Walgreens, Walmart, Walt Disney, Wendy's, Yelp, and Zillow. All gone W-O-K-E. Well, we all went crazy over those last 3 years with all of this, right?
Please join us in letting everyone in our community know that the faster we practice isolation and social distancing, the faster we can put this deadly disease behind us, and the faster we can recover personally, emotionally, and financially.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago tomorrow. We'll go back. I thought on a feel-good Friday and relive some horrors. That sounds fun next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.